Look who's here. Well, don't say anything, just listen up. You might just learn something. Look at this. This is a cellular phone that I just got. Cellular means that you don't have to have any wires to it, so you can use it anywhere. I was just about to test it, so don't go away. Dial. And send it.
I don't know who you are.
It's me, Oscar.
I don't know what you want.
Just got a cellular phone, and I wanted to see if it works.
If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Well, what are you talking about, Hanford? It was your idea.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, did you hear that? She hung up on me. What a grouch.
It's that time again.
When you said it must be a sign that God doesn't want that, I said, oh, fuck no.
God can fucking go and fire it up himself.
Fire it up, goddammit. When you said that, my eyes got big. I said, I'll be goddamn if I let God stop my show.
God is not big enough to stop nothing. He might have put that poor woman through your car windshield, but
oh Jesus Christ, man! People, you don't know the story.
Oh, please tell. I mean, this is not a funny story, but still.
Yeah, if you look at my face right now, it's funny because I look sad and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that could be me.
You know what? If anyone can make fun of it, I'm sure we'll find a way.
Yeah, we will find a way. The only person that can stop this show is your dad.
Oh, hey, he has promoted it as saying a show that is sexist and he can't finish. I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of that. We finally, you know what? Job done.
Give ourselves a
we can retire now.
Give ourselves a Golden Globe for that award.
We can retire now, and we don't have to give two shits about it. And you know, we're done now. We're done. Five movies spoiled by not worth kicking the ass. We're done. We don't have to do anything no more.
How many shows? Six shows, and we've already pissed off half the nation.
Awesome.
Success.
Oh, wait till you hear this week's movie spoilers. When I said somebody asked us on that Taker review, and I said, "Man, fuck Tommy."
and I would agree completely with you. Like,
good, because Tommy sucks. That's what
Tommy, if you don't know people, Tommy on Double Toasted, he's probably a nice enough guy, but it's like, why? It's like, why are you there? He's kind of like Paul Walker before he died. He was just like, why are you an actor? You know,
he's not important until he's gone.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, man.
Kill Tommy, and then we'll be like, oh, you know what? He was a good guy.
I'll be more generous on this one than I was on Movie Spoiler, because I just straight up said that nigga is just Corey's parrot. But and I still stick to that message. He's still Corey's fucking parrot. All that nigga does is just repeat what that nigga says.
Sits on his shoulder, eats crackers and shits.
Crack shoulders, no chemistry, and they just talk. And he just agrees with everything fucking Corey says or whatever. Yeah, that nigga sucks. Okay, I'm sorry.
He's the real life.
Say that's the first movie he ever seen.
He's the real life Butler, as far as Whitaker.
Yeah, he probably was Forrest Whitaker's eye. Yeah, that's for damn sure. Oh, I can't wait for one of them to hear this show.
Oh, they will sooner or later.
Oh, that's right, baby. Let them.
And you know what? And then they can listen to a real show.
Yeah, real show. Tommy, we'll show you how it's done. And Corey, we'll show you how not to be soft anymore.
There is no sacred level on this show. It doesn't matter what you are. You can be a poor paraplegic woman who just fucked up P1's life, but yet I'm sorry, no boundaries. But if the police are listening to this by any chance, I do apologize, but still, it's funny.
Yeah, I'm about to say the police probably got my shit tapped right now, Wayne. You better be quiet. because I had the missus get out the car and do all everything, whatever. Cause as soon as I got out the car, the police officers pointed. They just grabbed their guns. It was like, hold
he's
on,
black. It must be him. The problem is, you know, the moment you told me some poor a girl got hit by a car and end up on your windshield. I just pictured Skank getting hit by that Ford for Steve. Just running out in the road and just, you know, hey, asshead, you hit my fucking car.
What the fuck?
See, any situation can be made funny.
I'm going to tell you this right now. When that girl hit my windshield, you should have seen the look on my face. I was looking like Skank. I was like, you're looking like Skank. And you know the first thing that came to my head, what to do to? Drive off, P1.
Push him off the wind. You know what?
If it wasn't for Mrs. P1, my black ass would have drove off. I'm not going to...
But as you said, as you told me, you didn't actually hit someone. They got hit by a car and then obviously were flung. I mean, I don't even know the story, but as far as I know, that they flung into your windshield.
Yeah, so check it out, people. This is what happened. I'm taking the Mrs. I decided to wake up early today, take the Mrs. to work and shit. And
this is what happens when you do a good deed. This is what happens, man. See?
I know. See, you know what? I knew that pussy was too good to be true. See, I knew it. See? So people, check it out. So we're about to pass this street. The light is green, and you know, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I drive pretty, you know, insane. I drive pretty bad, insane. But
you do drive like Skank.
Check this out. This little girl ran out in the middle of traffic. I don't know how she made it past the cars that were going the opposite way of me, and then I saw her. Because I'm always looking around, so I saw her, and I stopped right in time, but the car next to me did not see her, and it hit her, and she flew right onto where Mrs. P1, right in her windshield. All her shit flew in the air, and the look on my face was fucking... I almost had that Tom Hanks from Captain Phillips. I had PTSD moment going on right there. I was freaking the fuck... The girl lost two of...
I thought you were talking about that Nigerian guy, pirate guy.
Yeah, because before she hit my hood, she said, look at me.
Look at me. Me, Captain. Look at
me. I'm the hitter now.
Bitch, you are fucked up.
Oh, man. And the reason why, I'm assuming that the person next to me hit her was because my car was blocking her view to see the girl.
No, tell the true story. The person next to you was like, fuck, that's P1 from Fire It Up. Give me an autograph. And then fucking ran her over. Oh, shit.
Man, and the fucked up thing about it, too, everybody was on this girl's side, but these two ignorant-ass, crack-headed black men, by the way, who stole this little girl's phone.
What? Oh, my God. You serious?
Oh, man, I swear to God, L.A., no fucking... Black people, I swear to fucking God, can you lower yourselves any fucking degree? But they stole this little girl's phone, and then they tried to accuse the girl that hit her, saying, oh, no, we saw her. She was driving crazy with her. I was like, you got to be shitting me. Mrs. P1 had to constrain me, because I almost lost my shit and said, if you shut the fuck up, black-ass nigga, I'm going to beat your ass right
here. I'm surprised you didn't get back in your car. Just stay there for a second. Just drive it reverse up and just fucking ram him.
Actually, you know what? There was a moment I had to get back in my car because I almost lost my shit when this dude was talking, and there was too many cops around. I was just like, now is not the time to be losing your shit, people. Now is not the time to be losing your shit. Because I was ready to beat these black dudes' asses.
That's fucked, man. That's just horrible. You know, people...
And that's
and my dad says that we're horrible. Yeah, but we wouldn't we are horrible, but, you know, we wouldn't do that. I mean, jeez, that's just morbid.
First of all, they accuse the chick of driving crazy to hit her, and then they steal her phone and just wander off and shit like that. And people say, we bad. Come on now.
Oh, we are bad, but we're not that bad.
If she was hot, I would have stole her, then yeah.
Oh, you would have
dragged her body back in my car.
You would have given her mouth-to-mouth and all that shit.
Yeah, give her mouth-to-mouth, get a little CPR. You know, I heard taking the pants, you know, it's got to get a little hot down there, so, you know, you got to get your clothes off, you know.
You get something in your pocket for her to wake her up, baby.
Got a surprise for you in your pants, girl.
You know, I do agree with my dad. I think we are fucked up.
Yes, we are, and I appreciate him for saying that, though. That's why I love him. Mr. Smell, you've always been a true guy to me. I love your honesty. I wish he was my father.
He could be.
Oh, he probably is.
You know, he's traveled to L.A. a lot. You know that? He might have made a stop in Compton. Who knows?
I remember he told me he's from L.A. He been to L.A. one time. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, maybe my dad then.
But then again,
you got a little jungle.
You're a little bit younger than me. You just never know. It's possible.
Yeah, exactly. You know
what? Hey, you know what? You say you drive bad. I tell you what. You wait to see he's driving. He drives like fucking Mad Max. He thinks he's a road warrior. no speed limits for that, man. Just zoom, zoom.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. I was shaking this morning. I've been having some fucking freak out moments right now. I ain't gonna lie. There was even a point where I thought this podcast wasn't gonna happen because I was just like, I don't think I can record.
It wasn't. The moment you sent me a text saying, oh, I don't think we can do the show, I'm like, fucking pussy. But oh,
that's what I totally understood in my head too because I just went.
Yeah, but it's a situation that I actually understood. That, you know what, you've just been through a fucking ordeal. I could understand you not wanting to record.
Well, my thing was, I'm more proud that the cops didn't accuse my black ass of doing it.
Oh, no, yeah, you're white. They'll be knocking on your door yet. Guaranteed.
you know what? I am still waiting for them. People don't understand. That's what I'm more nervous about. I'm just like, oh, shit, I'm just waiting for them niggas to come out.
So we need to take all these computer files as evidence. Oh, shit, I'm fucked.
Nah, but my head is nowhere near clear. That was one of the reasons why I didn't think I was going to do any podcast. Cause I was just like, I don't think I can provide that entertainment that I need to. But as soon as you sent me that message saying God doesn't want this to happen, I said, oh, fuck you. Shit, this is going to happen.
You can picture God just doing that. Just looking at, how can I stop this motherfucker from recording today? Innocent girl, right in front of a car. Go. Bang.
You know what I thought you was gonna say too when I saw the word God? I was just like, I know Wayne ain't about to tell me, oh, God made sure you were lucky not to be the one to hit her. No. And then when I read it, because I was just about to write you, oh yeah, God made me so lucky, yet he didn't make that little girl lucky. What a bastard.
God is a bastard. We've made this clear over and over again. He does horrible things to people, mainly to stop our show from happening. I'm sure of that now.
Oh, positive, yes, of course. Because you know why? They don't want the truth. Yeah,
and this is why Oscar rolls around in his trash can, because he's been hit by so many cars, he's got that protection in. He's smart, man.
What I would like to do on this show is I would like to have guests on here. And by guests, I mean people that we have problems with.
Oh, I think you said like God. What? That'd be a bit hard to get on this.
Oh, I'd love to have him on here. Yeah, definitely. But people we have problems with or are probably complained about, that way we can grill their asses. Like Corey. We can get Corey. Him on here. So we can tell him, why the fuck do you got Tommy on your show?
And then we can bring Tommy in.
Then we bring Tommy in and say, you suck, nigga.
And just hang up.
Yeah, exactly. Then we bring Jordan.
Yeah, but the thing is, we don't allow them to respond. We just tell them what we think and then hang up on them.
That's what's important, too. And then we bring Maxi JJ on here. You know,
oh, maybe. God, no. No, we don't want to go that far.
I can see those ratings dropping now.
No, I've got a feeling that would probably be the most listened show of all time. Because that would be
but
the ultimate.
You know what spawned this... You know, of course it'd be a fucking most listened show because we grill his fucking little faggot ass all over the damn ground right now. Oh, but Wayne, you know what spawned this? That goddamn DC.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot about this. Bring it up. Bring it up.
Damn, DC.
Where to begin?
First of all, people. Where do we even fucking begin? Gotham. The worst fucking show on TV I've ever fucking seen. I'm sorry, man. This show is getting... I take that back. Arrow is. Never mind.
I'll go Sex and the City, but yeah, it's a close second.
You know what? I think I'd rather watch Sex and the City at this point. Oh, at least every now and then I'll see some fucking...
Yeah, but by horrible, ugly women. I'm sorry. At least in Gotham...
That is true. Never mind.
At least in Gotham, well, you get Barbara, who's a bitch, but you know what? She's attractive.
She is attractive, but she looks boring when she has sex. Remember that look she had in her face when she had sex with her lesbian lover? She's just like, ugh.
That's the honest tip. A lot of attractive women are horrible at sex. You know why? Because they think they just got to have to look good. No, I'm sorry. You got to do more work than that.
I'm sorry. Pussy just can't lay there and think that it's going to be perfect and shit like that. I remember one time this chick told me, I gave you all this pussy. I said, bitch, and I gave you some dick, so we even. Shit. Shit, why do you think that pussy is of higher value than dick?
Say, bitch, I can find any hole to put my dick in. Yeah, I get car exhaust, anything. Don't matter. As long as there's a hole, it works.
I can, I told Cody when he was drunk, because we did, man, I got Cody to say some things on I even did a bonus show for us or whatever, because he was so drunk that I got him to say some things that he probably shouldn't have said.
That motherfucker needs an intervention. He's an alcoholic. We're gonna save him.
Yeah, I think he does. You know what? I wanted to text him today and tell him what happened, and then I was going to tell him, I think you should join me for therapy or something like that, because I think you got a problem, bro. Actually, I think you got a problem.
As long as he's happy.
Because when he told me DC has a plan on this week's
episode. Oh, see, I forgot about that. DC have a plan. How about we go through some of their planned ideas of what they're doing so far, such as with Power Girl.
How many times did they change the fucking date on this Batman vs. Superman shit?
Because they don't know what they're doing. There is no plan. And then, of course, what did we find out on it was Gotham, wasn't it, where he told us Power Woman is being changed.
Oh, yes, right.
Power Girl.
Teenager.
Yeah, Power Girl is now a small-chested black chick with an afro. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're taking away her two biggest assets.
Who wears a black and yellow costume? She looks like Bumblebee.
It's probably more loyal than Bumblebee was in the movie, yeah.
Have you ever watched that show Young Justice?
Yeah, bits and pieces.
They had a character on there that looked just like this character on here. And I was just like, I wonder if that's the same fucking character. Like, did they literally just switch powers with these two chicks? Or what? What's going on here? Because that shit was... DC's plan... and Cody, even though he was drunk... Up. This shit was hilarious. He told me, yeah, they got a plan because they released all those movies. I just sat in the back and was like, they got a plan. Okay.
He must have been drunk. He had to be drunk.
I love when people get drunk because their true feelings come out or whatever. But his true feelings was revealed, people. I told you. He loves Man of Steel. I told you.
I haven't heard of what you told me. He was saying that how DC have a plan and that they've got their shit together. Gotham, Power Girl, now chestless. God knows what they're doing with Man of fucking Steel. Yeah, it's just weird. Batman versus Superman was meant to be a Man of Steel sequel. That now has nothing to do with Superman whatsoever.
Yeah, because remember when they said Batman vs. Superman was coming out, it was supposed to be Batman was a side character and it was a Superman sequel. Then it got switched because, I don't know, Avengers released their plan, Marvel released their plan, then next they was like, you know what, we got a slate too. We're going to put it here or whatever and shit.
They ain't got unorganized. They're as prepared as we are. All right?
Yeah,
we don't know what we're doing when we're doing the show. We literally rock up and say, here we go.
The comment that said the show is like, I think they just make shit up as they go along. I agree completely with that. I think they just make shit up as they go along. I have yet to see one good plan from their fucking tuition. But who knows, Wayne? Maybe Dawn of Justice will be that shining light that me and you love finally. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Their fucking track record is horrible right now.
Okay. Let's just go through their track record of the films lately. You had Green Lantern, which you loved. It was a great film. Brilliant.
Man, I love that fucking film. You know what's so sad about Green Lantern? Everybody knows Green Lantern is one of my favorite DC characters. My God, man, they fucked that movie up so bad. Jesus Christ.
That's one of those movies. I can tell you, I can't remember anything from that movie except for Blake Lively. That's it. That's all I remember. Because she's
hot. That was one of those movies where me and my brother, I remember in the theaters, we fell asleep on and we woke up and was like, how could we fall asleep? What? No, this is Green Lantern. We love Green Lantern. What's going on? Man? It was one of those movies you walk out of the theater feeling like you got raped. You want to love it, but you really don't.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I felt that way when I saw the Phantom Menace because it's been so years since Star Wars, I wanted to love it, and you keep telling yourself, it's good, and you're like, you finally wake up after a while going, nah, that's just fucked.
You know what's funny about those prequels? As much as people hate those prequels, have you ever seen the ratings on them, on the reviews and shit? They're pretty high.
Yeah, look, I think every movie, including the prequels, including Green Lantern, have some positives in them, but the negatives outweigh the fucking bads. That when people say, the prequels, everything about them was horrible, I'm like, get fuck, you're just being a fucking fanboy talking shit. Because nothing is Even the Crow, Wicked Prayer, I'm sure I could find... Okay, probably not, because there's nothing positive in that film. That is one film, there is nothing positive. Not one.
Well, you know what I was going to say? I said this in our critical breakdown we did. I thought the effects in Green Lantern looked 20 times better than Man of Steel.
Yeah, you did actually say that. I can't really remember them, so...
I personally still stick with that, man. That last fight scene at Man of Steel, come on now. Y'all can't tell me the action scenes, at least in Green Lantern at the end of the action scene, you could tell what was going on, but in fucking Man of Steel, all you saw was a red cape flying in the background. It's like, what the fuck?
Man of Steel, I couldn't focus on the fight. I seriously couldn't focus on the fight because of two things. When Zod, out of nowhere, could control his power and say, where'd you learn fucking on a fight? And then the one line he says, there's only two ways this can end. Either you die or I die, whatever the fuck it was. I can't remember that bullshit line. I'm like, what the fucking hell is he on about?
I remember saying that I thought the opening looked cool, and then Luke got me to watch it again, and I listened. And that son of a bitch, I listened to the dialogue that was being spoken at the beginning. I was just like,
it's terrible.
Wow, this shit is terrible.
I think we got to ask the fans, because we've spoken about this for so long, about doing a commentary or a full-on breakdown of that film. I think the people want to hear it. I'm sure the people will want to hear it. I know. I mean, you would love to do it. Before Dawn of Justice comes out, that's something we have to do.
Oh, yeah. I think most definitely. You know, I think personally, I think we should do that once a month with a DC movie.
Oh,
for where they fell. We should start from Green Lantern, Dark Knight Rises, Man of Steel, and work our way up and go like, see, these are the problems that goddamn DC.
I'm all for that because you know what? It's, you just named those films, okay? Green Lantern, I've seen once. Dark Knight Rises, I've seen once and a half. Man of Steel, I've seen once. So watching them again, it would be like fresh for me, so it would be good.
And the thing about Dark Knight Rises, I don't even hate that movie. I think that movie was just such a letdown.
Yes, that's the key word of
how lazy it felt. Like just the crowbar and shit of what they did, and I'm sorry. As much as I love JGL, everybody knows I love that actor. I thought he played a great character in there, but to give him just say, "Oh, I like your name is Robin," I was like, "Oh my God, Nolan, that was some lazy shit right there, man. Come on, dude.
It's because he treated.
Come on, man."
He couldn't treat the fans with brains by just calling him Grayson. You don't have to call him Dick or anything. Oh, your name's Grayson. Yeah, that could have been it. People aren't that stupid to realize who the fuck that is.
But the thing is, it's like, and Guardians of the Galaxy proved this. A fucking duck showed up at the end of the movie and people stood up and applauded. So I don't ever want to hear this shit. Oh, people wouldn't know that name or whatever. People have smartphones and people can look that shit up if they don't know what the fuck it is or whatever. I highly doubt that if you say a name that nobody recognizes, that's going to make a bad movie.
Well, that's the thing with Nolan. Nolan is one of these people that leaves a lot of answers in all these movies. But in Dark Knight Rises, he didn't. He filled in all the little gaps by making people understand everything that happened. He understood.
That's actually one of the things I love about Nolan and his filmmaking is that he always leaves the door open for questions and shit like that. In Dark Knight Rises,
he didn't
do any of that.
He told you all that shit. He was like, how did Batman escape? Oh, the autopilot was fixed again. It's like, you didn't need to know that shit. It's just Batman. If he survived, he survived because he's fucking Batman. That's all you need to know.
He straight up pulled a J.J. Abrams with Star Trek, just not giving a fuck no more.
Oh, J.J. Man.
Yeah, that's exactly
don't fuck up now, fuck? J.J., please.
Hey, J.J. loves Star Wars. Don't worry. He said it, okay? I have faith in him. I really do. I have faith in him for Star Wars,
I have
Wars,
faith
man.
In Star Wars. I don't have faith in those fans, because those fucking fans bitch about it. You could see any trailer for any other film, but Star Wars gets broken down for every fucking frame. It's like, my God, you
fans
suck.
That's why I fucking loved your last episode where you and Luke talked about the People's Choice Award. Oh. I said, the people are stupid. What are you talking about?
Do we have to talk about that again? That's painful. Melissa McCarthy, people. One, a people... How?
People always complain and bitch about... Oh, those old people in the academy, they don't know what they're voting for. It's like, yeah, but look, when we give the power to the people, looks what fucking happens.
You people suck. You all fucking suck.
Check this out, Wayne. I'm going to give you a breakdown of the People's Awards last year. I watched this award show.
Let me grab a drink.
Here were the choices of Best Male Actor. Best Male Actor, right here. You had Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, Leonardo DiCaprio for Wolf of Wall Street, Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club, and Joaquin Phoenix for Her, and you had Josh Hutcherson for The Hunger Games. Who do you think won that?
Oh, I'm guessing, but I would go, my personal choice would be Matthew McConaughey, but I know he didn't win it.
Yeah. Now, mine was, well, every other award he won it, but this one he did.
So I'm going, you know, by, why? I'm going by popularity would be Hunger Games.
Yes, because people voted. You gotta be shit. It's like, come on now. This dude ain't even on the caliber of the rest of these actors.
I'm
come
telling
on
you
now.
Young females don't have a brain. Take that.
No.
They are morons. Okay? If you were like, say, 25 and female, yeah, you're probably smart. But before that, you're a fuckwit. And you'll always be a fuckwit until you turn 25.
That's why I don't complain that we got a bunch of old people in the Academy that votes and shit like that, and SAG members and stuff like that, because look what happens when we give it to the people. You vote for stupid-ass people like Josh Hutcherson and fucking Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, this is why Dark Knight Rises didn't make any sense with Bane. You know, I'm going to give it back to the people. The people are fuckwits, all right, no matter where they're from.
Oh, my God. That shit was so fucking stupid. Now, you know what? Now we even got the movies. We got Green Lantern. And I already told you, I stopped reading the comic books ever since the 52. That shit just got stupider and stupider. There's like no fixing that at all for me.
I like the Joker. I like the Joker's look though in 52. That fucked
the look
up
of everyone I thought looked cool.
Yeah.
Except for the Teen Titans crew, they just fucking that up day by day though. But, you got the Green Lantern, you got Dark Knight Rises, and then you get Man of Steel, which I thought was the biggest piece of shit. Everybody's heard my superhero list. I thought that was one of the worst superhero films I've seen in quite some time.
Oh, yeah, actually. You did put that on one of your worst of, and that was...
Because everybody was trying to talk about... You remember when I went to go see it, people was telling me, it's the Dark Knight meets the Avengers, and I'm like, holy damn shit, dude.
Because I still remember after you seen it, because it came out a bit later here. And you told me, like, no, it's not that good. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, because I was hyped up for it, because everybody knows I don't give a shit about Superman. But people was telling me, the Dark Knight meets the Avengers. I'm like, so it's got that great storytelling like the Dark Knight, and it's got the action and cool teamwork of the Avengers. I'm like, well, shit, this is going to be the best superhero movie ever. I walked in there and walked out. It's like,
you're waiting at the critics going, well, where's this movie they're talking about? Because it's still in fucking out.
Bullshit way, I did wait after the credits, because I was just like waiting. I was like, where the fuck is this movie at?
Am I in the right cinema? What's going on here?
I remember somebody going yelling out in the theater, oh, you people thought y'all was in a Marvel screen right now, whatever. This is Warner Bros. They don't do that. And I was like, I wasn't waiting for no teaser. I was waiting for a fucking movie. I was waiting for the movie. Because what I just saw on screen... And then it hit me. I was just like, I wonder what people's reactions that was. I get on Facebook... I love the movie. It was so deep. It had me in tears. That tornado scene. I was like, you got
hey,
shit.
I was in tears as well for a whole different fucking reason. I was really upset. The moment that movie ended, I turned to Luke and just went, that was fucking shit.
That was the biggest shit I've ever seen.
And he did not even when the tornado happened, I remember just looking over him going, that was when I knew, okay, this movie's fucked.
The same here. That's exactly what I said.
But I knew from that scene, I was like, oh, the dog, gotta save the dog. What the fuck are you saving the dog for? You are Superman, for God's sakes.
I love it. The whole reason behind that is, oh, we can't let nobody know your power. Superman moves so fucking fast, nobody will see him, so it don't make any sense.
He could have just ran in there, saved the dog. And so, oh, yeah, the tornado just didn't manage to lift me up or whatever. It's a miracle from God. Okay, they're farmers. They believe that shit.
Yeah, and then here's the thing, too. After that, he's like, oh, I travel. He's like, I've been just going from job since I was that age all the way to 35, and I haven't used my power since because my father told me not to. Now, all of a sudden, I meet this hologram that just tells me this shit. I don't have to believe him. I don't know who he is, but for some reason, he tells me to use my powers. I'm going to fucking do it now.
Yeah, he's a real dad. I'm listening. You know, I love the fact that his father literally says, you know, don't use your power, don't use this shit, and whatever the fucking crap. He travels around the world as a hobo. So in other words, his dad enlists him not to be using superpowers, but to become Oscar the Grouch. Literally.
Yeah.
Man of Steel. Clark Kent is Oscar the Grouch.
And you know what the most fucked up part about that, too, is like, oh, that's where the heart is supposed to be. Well, the heart in this is supposed to be that. So you mean tell me he just disregarded listening to the man that's raised him his whole life, but this fucking hologram that just comes out of nowhere, he listens to him in a matter of 5 minutes? I was like, okay, Jesus Christ.
Because it's his real fan. It's Russell Crowe, for starters. I'd listen to him. He'd beat shit out of you.
And then it's got that fucking Transformers plot, too, with that codex.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, Pip, but if you like Man of Steel, I am all for you loving it. I don't get it. P1 doesn't get it. Luke doesn't get it. No, not many people get it. No. Somehow people love it.
I fucking don't get it. Seriously, people was putting that on their best of list of that year. I was like, I don't
it's like,
fucking
get it. It's like The Hobbit. Oh, which, by the way, I saw the ending of The Hobbit, which was hilarious. It's a short story. I walked in to see Taken 3, you know, to watch it. I walk in, and there's credits playing. I'm like, oh, fuck, they got the credits. I was like, hang on, that's The Hobbit music.
Oh, I heard the story, yeah.
So
yeah.
I literally sat there for like 10 minutes going, fucking hell, the credits are still going. 10 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, fuck this. And the guy comes in, oh, we have to clean out the cinema. I'm like, I'm happy to, because the fucking credits are still going. 20 minutes of fucking credits, people.
So did you see that shit with Evangeline going like, is this what love feels like?
Yeah, love feels like me leaving the cinema.
And then that Elf King telling her, he's like, that's how you know it's real love, because it hurts that way. He's just like, oh my God.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I haven't seen that film.
That is seriously how the movie ended, too, with that scene going on for like 5 minutes. I was just like sitting there like, wow.
Peter Jackson, man, what have you become?
So is this what love feels like? That's how you know it's the best kind of love.
Actually, The Hobbit's a prime example of my problem with DC. It's forced. It was forced to be three films, forced to have... And that's what DC are trying to do. They're trying to copy Marvel, so they're forcing these franchises, forcing Man of Steel and Superman. And
go back to their plan.
Oh, yeah.
Batman was never... Batman only got introduced is because Man of Steel didn't make $1 billion like Iron Man 3 did. And they figured, well, put Batman in with a Superman movie, and people will definitely pay $1 billion. I hope that movie doesn't make $1 billion just as fuck with DC and be like, well, damn, that didn't work neither.
I hope that movie never happens. I hope they wake up and go, this is really horrible. We need to, this is worse than Gotham.
Luke actually brought up a good point on y'all last show or whatever. He says everybody's been clamoring for a Batman-Superman film, and he's like, but I haven't. And I got to... In the back of my head, I kind of agree with him on that. It's like, I really never really claimed for that movie neither, but I would like to see them on screen together. It's just, I never really asked for that film, to be honest.
I would like to see him on screen when you establish history between, Ben Affleck's Batman, Batman and Henry Cavill, whatever his fucking name is, Superman, and then do a movie. But no,
because last week we got asked that question on movie spoilers or whatever, and I said that this movie should have been the last movie that been released.
Oh, God, yes.
It should have been the last movie. That way they could have built up the relationship between Batman and Superman, and it would have had much of a bigger impact than what this shit's going to have now. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Everybody's thinking like, oh, Batman and Superman's going to fight. They're going to fight for 5 minutes, and then they're going to hug it out. I'm telling you this
right
now.
Oh, God, yeah. No, they'll look at each other for about half an hour.
What's going to happen is they're going to fight for 5 minutes, and then they're going to realize, oh, we're not the real villains here. This person is. And then that's how it's going to be the end of it, and then they're going to team up, and then the Foreign Justice League. It's like, wow, that takes away everything that book or even that animated movie they made had gravitas of the relationship between these two.
You know, I know for a fact when that movie ends, I'm going to walk out going, yep, I knew it, and just walk off disappointed. I really hope I'm surprised. I really hope I'm surprised and they do something amazing with it. But they won't. They're right. They've got a plan. I forgot, Cody. They've got a plan.
I'm sorry. They got a plan. They don't have no plan.
Cody, what? Come on, mate. What is the plan? You wait till we do Gotham, man. I'm going to ask what this plan is.
He was drunk. He don't know anybody. he probably forgot he even said that. He's going to be like, I said what?
Well, you've got to record it, though, don't you? We could use that shit.
Hell yeah, I got to record it.
Damn straight. I'm gonna open the next Gotham with that. These two got a plan.
I'm going to send you the link so you can put it in this episode. Be like, yeah, DC's got a plan. What?
I'm sure that fucking poor girl today had a plan, and she don't think got much of a plan now.
Her plan was to get to school on time.
Yep, and God intervened with that, saying, take that bitch down to stop that show.
Yeah, I think Warner Brothers intervened in that. But that's
just me. See, and Kevin Costner could have said to you, why didn't you save her? You can't hit the brakes. You must make sure she dies.
No, don't use your powers now. That's why. Wait till you're 35.
Yeah. Let her get ran over.
I can tell you right now, though. I'm hoping, I'm with you, I'm hoping that me and you are the biggest wrong people on this movie, and I hope Dawn of Justice is the best movie of 20,
whenever it comes out. We will be first to admit it. We will be the first one to say, you know what, I don't give a shit being wrong. I'm proud to be, I'm wrong most of the time, so I'm proud of it. But.
Same here.
Yeah.
I got Google to correct me, so.
I love that. I love when people have to correct you of stupid like shit you've said or you got wrong. I'm like, I really don't care. I just talk shit. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Once again, like Luke said, though, it's got Zack Snyder behind it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's proof enough.
And I've already seen a Superman film by Zack Snyder. I don't know if I want to see another Superman.
You've seen a Superman movie by Zack Snyder. I haven't. I've seen a Man of Steel that was shit, but I haven't seen a Superman movie.
That's right, because you know why? Superman, all he did in that fucking movie was either walk or look into the sky. That's it. That brother got the... You see, people think we hate Henry Cavill. We don't hate Henry Cavill. No, just, he I got
think
the shaft.
I think he's a great choice. I actually think he's a great choice, but fuck me, that Lois Lane...
That dude got the shaft in that movie. He got the shaft in that movie. He didn't get nothing to say or do in that fucking movie at all.
He's getting really shafted in the next movie, because... I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen anything about him. Don't even the title's got his name been pushed aside. It's like Superman versus Batman, and Batman slowly pushing it aside.
The only picture that got released to him was in a trench coat. That was like, damn.
That's it. What have you had? You've had the Batmobile, Ben Affleck as Batman, you know, Batman this. And
Wonder Woman.
Like, yeah, Wonder Woman. It's like, isn't Superman here somewhere? You know what? Zack Snyder is doing a Where's Waldo movie, but it's based on Superman.
Oh,
it's like, where's Superman? You got to find him in the crowd of the movie because he ain't gonna be in it.
Oh, don't forget, we got the cottage too.
People, if you haven't seen Wayne Manor, we did a video about that ages ago, and my God, I'm still confused about how in the hell Bruce Wayne can live in a fucking the building from. Dread looked more like he's fucking Wayne Manor than what this place is.
Maybe that's a safe house, Wayne. You gotta watch the movie.
Oh, yeah. It might just fit in with the story. We don't know. Yeah, whatever. Fuck off.
Like Luke said, it's just right for the story.
Fucking bullshit. Hey, look, I'll give it a chance. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yeah, I've been proven wrong lots of fucking times in films.
Hey, you know, I personally hope we are wrong, because I like DC characters as far as Green Lantern and Batman, and I want Batman and them to be good. Personally, I'm like with you and Luke, though. I'm just tired of Batman right now.
He needs a rest. Or he needed his own. He needed a new, fresh film boost, like the Arkham series, based on that. But no, let's just jump straight into Man of Steel, and I was like. God damn it, people.
I mean, if you really wanted, if you really felt the need, you have to do a Batman movie. Batman Beyond is the way to go.
Yes, with my best casting choice of all time, Jaden Smith.
Okay, people. Never mind now. Now, time to end the show now. Time to end this show. People, come back. Well, we're going to do another one this week as well, when we start part two.
This is just a little snippet of what the few... By the way, do you not even bother just uploading this shit, or do you want me to do... Are we just going to join it with next tomorrow's show, or whatever the fuck... Well, Thursday show, whatever.
It doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck.
You might get two bonuses. It depends on what we want to do, you know, because unlike DC, we haven't got a plan. We just make this shit.
But then again, unlike DC, at least we do talk it out the planet.
we try and plan it. You know what? In the day, I am convinced. I think DC maybe put that girl in front of your car. This is something they'd try to organize.
Jonathan Kent dropped her off in front of him.
It wasn't A.B. Adams, was it?
It was a tornado that dropped her off.
The tornado threw that girl. It's like, shit. It's possible.
She said, thanks for the ride, Mr. Tornado. Oh, shit!
And you see Jonathan Kent fly past. Don't drive your car, P1. It's too powerful.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, Jonathan Kent, I think I saw Jonathan Kent in my mirror saying, slow down, P1. It's too powerful. We can't let people find out you drive a faster car.
Yeah, it's possible. What else is Kevin Costner doing these days?
Not a goddamn thing.
I tell you, I hope he's in the new Man of Steel. The new Batman, whatever that is. And I hope he comes back as the Tornado.
Oh, yes, because you know, the robot, the Tornado from the Justice League, I want him as that.
If they have a flashback, because you know how they're showing Bruce Wayne's parents' death again, because we don't know how it happened. Yeah, they're going to show Jonathan Kent being killed again. I'll burst out laughing. I swear
to God. My God, man. I love how, we're doing an older Batman, yet we still can't get past his fucking parents' death yet.
I'm over that shit. But yes, people, that has been another fire
it up.
And a bit of a controversial one, I guess.
Yeah, it is a bit of a controversial one. This was our somewhat DC talk. I'm telling you, people, we're going to do that commentary. It's coming. I'm telling you right now.
It's going to happen. Unless I'm about to drive to work, so I'm really worried now someone's going to run in front of my car.
Oh, yeah, because you know you done pissed God off a couple of more times than I have, so you know. And you definitely have pissed off Jonathan Kent more than I have. So
what could God do to fuck my life up anymore?
Chop your dick off?
Possibly. I'm going to wake up green and in a trash can. You what?
Too late.
Too late, motherfucker. All right, well, that is it. And thank you, MP1. Thank you for actually coming and recording, man, because I know you've had a fucked up day.
Yeah.
But you got your priorities straight.
Yeah, goddamn right. This show is my priority. Yeah. You can't stop the phenomenal one or fire it up.
Fire it up. If only that girl landed on your windshields. Hey, fire it up, P1.
No, if only she would have landed on my windshield and said, goddamn foreign car.
Okay. Mate, that would have been perfect. I would have lost. Perfect. And then you can have a drink till tonight and go, here's to you, buddy.
Hey, check this out. Already drinking.
You be talking to talking to Mrs. P1. Fucking chick right in front of the car. Got to T-Bone. Oh, here's to you, buddy.
Fire it up.
That's a perfect way to end the show, people. See you guys, on the next part two of Fire It Up for the
That's
week.
That's right before Gotham. Damn. Fuck y'all bastards. Later.
See ya.